K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Glenn, if you don't mind, catch us up to speed on this date.
Yeah. So basically, I went out on a great date with this lovely woman, Beth. I thought we really kind of gelled, hit it off. She just kind of has this like spark to her, and she makes me laugh. But since then, I've gotten silence from her about, you know, hanging out again. Or
how did the date end?
We hugged, and I said, oh, let's do this again. And I kind of got a, you know, okay, sure.
Mom. All right, well, thank you for giving us Beth's number. Let us have the opportunity here to call her. We'll try to get some stuff out of her and then get the both of you talking, all right?
Let's see what we can
all right,
do.
Awesome.
Hello?
Yes. Was hoping to speak to Beth, please.
This is she.
Hey, Beth. It's Obi and Chloe.
Good morning, Beth.
So you've got two of us on the line here because we work for the big radio station here in town. We're trying to pay for you to go out on another date with Glenn. Are you familiar with Glenn?
Yeah.
Okay. We understand the hesitation. You're like, a radio station? Really? Is this real?
Well, and then we say Glenn's name. Are you interested in Glenn?
I'm sorry. Who are you guys again?
Perfectly fine. Obi, Chloe, K92.3, and our morning show gets people back together again, especially after they've had a falling out.
He told us you guys went on a really nice date, but he's not sure, you know, what happened.
I think it's kind of weird to have this be the circumstance.
Totally get it.
Beth, if it's okay, can we set you at ease saying that he wants to know, even if you're not interested in him, we're just going to let him down easy?
I mean, if you're going to let him down easy, then the answer is no.
Okay. And what was it?
The
was
food?
He rude? Yeah, the food.
No, the food was fine. The venue was nice. It's just, we're just not the right fit. I don't think our values necessarily match up.
Okay.
It just wasn't quite what I expected. And I mean, can I be completely honest with you?
Sure.
I felt very like catfished. Mm. You know, the picture that he used, it was like a baseball card almost.
Was it him though? And because I've heard, you know, from some of my girlfriends, like the whole meeting someone on social media and it's a completely different person. Was it actually him?
Well, it was him. But to give you some backstory, like, he used to play baseball. He got a scholarship in college. He was able to play all through the minors, but then he had an injury. Mm. And so he's no longer playing, which is fine. But the photo that he used must have been from quite some time ago.
Okay.
The pandemic, he says he grew a beard. He's got glasses. He's a little out of shape, I guess.
Okay, so wait a minute. So like, you just came up upon a completely different guy.
Yeah, that's really what it felt like.
Okay, but hold on. How about the date, though? Did you like him, like his character?
You know, he seemed like a nice guy. We got along. We were able to carry a conversation, but
okay.
I just felt like it started out with a lie.
Wow. Okay, so why don't we do this? We do think that this is an appropriate time, Beth, to let you know that Glenn is on the line. He just heard all this.
I did.
But yeah. Now we can all talk about it.
I guess so. I'm caught off guard, I guess. But, I mean, it's still me. I'm just a little older.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow. Okay. Glenn, I'm sorry, I guess, but that's how I feel.
Well, so Glenn, you used to play professional ball?
Yeah, and then like 3 years back, I had a knee injury for my ACL. Sliding between bases, and that kind of sidelined my career. So now I work in sales, but that's how people know me. Like, you know, I was going to be a ball player, and so that's me in those pictures. Just, I'm a little bit pudgier, I guess.
Aww. Hey, we all get older, right?
I mean, yeah, and so this is nothing that
life.
We could repair with a second date, Beth. Like, so now that you're kind of over the fact that he does look different, can we pay for you guys to go again?
Honestly, this feels like he's tricked me to get to me twice. So,
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
So you're saying, Beth, that if he's not honest with you now, just on, you know, pictures on social media.
And even on a second date.
Then you're worried about, you know, what the future is going to look like.
I'm a big honesty person, and I am seeing a lot of flags. This is now the second time we've communicated, and it's been under a false pretense. So I don't think I can do that.
Glenn?
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, shock to reaction. I mean, I've been recovering from the injury and surgeries, multiple surgeries. I mean, I'm still committed to, like, maybe shedding a few pounds. But if that's how you're feeling, then that's how you're feeling.
Well, at least we got the both of you talking.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.